The Browns practiced against Toriano Pride Jr. on August 20th and claimed him on August 31st. Cleveland took the seventh-round cornerback off waivers on Monday, per Sal Capaccio at WGR, the only member of Buffalo's 10-player 2026 draft class released on cutdown day, per Ralph Ventry at Bills on SI, a 4-3-2-40 at the Combine who took 101 defensive snaps in the preseason with 6 solo tackles and a pass breakup. Todd Monken, the Browns' coach, explained the claim by pointing at the joint practice. "We practiced against him and really liked the way he played and covered and competed," per Ventre. Buffalo was awarded no players at all, per Capaccio. So the week's ledger on the wire is one out, none in, and the one out is a rookie. The staff drafted this year and let go in August after a practice that sold him to somebody else. Brandon Bean's answer on the corner room after Pride, per Sal Majorana at the Democrat and Chronicle, Christian Benford, Maxwell Hairston, Davison Igbenosin, and D. Alford, with Alford able to play outside if needed, and Jordan Hancock behind him in the slot. 5 cornerbacks on the initial 53. The other cutdown day surprise in that room was undrafted rookie Connie Walker. Chuck Pollock at the Olean Star called the release a surprise for a team with a depth need at the position. And Walker cleared waivers and re-signed to the practice squad Monday, per the team's announcement. The practice squad is where Sunday's cuts mostly went, and it is the story of the week in Buffalo's own terms. Retention, not addition. 17 signed Monday, per Alec White and Mike Maynard at the team's site. 14 of them Bills through camp and preseason. Guard Nick Broeker, quarterback Shane Buechel, released Sunday 3 days after starting and winning the finale, and back on the practice squad Monday, defensive lineman Travis Clayton, whose international pathway exemption lets Buffalo carry a 17th, per Matt Byham at Buffalo Rumblings, defensive back to Corey Couch, running back Frank Gore Jr., receivers Stephen Gosnell, Jamori Macklin, and Trent Sherfield Sr. 2 of the 3 depth receivers our last episode said went out in the cuts, back, with Dante Pettis not among them. Inside linebacker Keonta Jenkins, outside linebacker Andre Jones Jr., tackle Chase Lunt, safety Geno Stone, cornerback Walker, and cornerback Anthony Kendall. And 3 from outside, receiver and returner Greg Dortch, released by Detroit, whom Buffalo had pursued in free agency before the Lions signed him. "Once he became free, we checked back in on him, and he chose to join the practice squad," Bean said, per Nick Wojtyn. Reunited with special teams coordinator Jeff Rogers from Arizona, per Capaccio, linebacker Shaq Thompson, 32, 12 games and 56 tackles here last season. "Ultimate pro, unbelievable leader, the guy can just step in," per Majorana. And tackle Jedrick Wills Jr., the 10th overall pick in 2020, released by Chicago, not yet practicing while he rehabs a back, per Bean. Running back Ian Wheeler turned down a practice squad offer, per Greg Gabriel, carried by Byham. Fullback Ben Van Sumeren signed with Kansas City's practice squad, per Robert Bondi at Spartans Wire, and punter Mitch Wishnowski, beaten out by rookie Tommy Doman Jr., as we told you, signed with New England's practice squad a day after his release, per Josh Alper at Pro Football Talk, because the Patriots lost their punter to injured reserve. The reserve moves from Sunday now have a timeline. Defensive lineman Zane Durant's injured reserve placement is a neck stinger, and Bean on Tuesday, per White. "I don't think it's out of the question that he could be back when the rules allow, which the earliest would be Game 5. Receiver Terrell Shavers is on the reserve physically unable to perform list off the knee ligament he tore in the January wildcard game, per Ventre. Defensive tackle Fedarian Mathis is on the reserve char suspended list for 3 games, as we told you. Bean's Tuesday briefing is where the Week 1 picture lives, and it is not settled. Khalil Shakir has not been on the field since the August 15th preseason game against Carolina, per John Green at Bills on SI, and his status for Houston remains uncertain. Bean called Ty Johnson's latest setback different in kind from the earlier ones, per Byam, which leaves Week 1 open even though the roster was built assuming his presence. Terrell Bernard is nicked up a little bit and sat Tuesday, hoping to get him back to full health, hopefully before Game 1. Bean is hopeful on Michael Hoecht for Week 1 and on CJ Gardner-Johnson's lower body, getting better, with more known next week. Cornerback Jordan Hancock, tackle Jude Bowery, outside linebacker Javon Solomon, and safety Jalen Kilgore were all unavailable Wednesday per Green. "And the punt return job, I can't tell you who's going to line up Week 1 yet," Bean said, weighing Ray Davis, Shakir, Alford, and Dortch. On the roster he finished with, per the team's site, "I feel really good about what's on the 53, I do. on Trading Center Cedric Van Pran Granger to Indianapolis with a 2027 7th for a 6th, per Byham, Bean said the path for the center to dress on game day in Buffalo was a narrow one. And on tight end, Kelechi Lotu making the roster, back at the team's site, Bean said Lotu earned that opportunity by working on his play strength and his run blocking, being a more complete tight end. Back in July, we previewed Buffalo as the team that made the strangest firing of the offseason, trading a known defensive floor for Jim Leonhard's theoretical ceiling. The floor being traded away, 12-5, a wildcard seed, a defense that ranked 13th in expected points, added allowed per play, the measure of how much each snap moved the opponent's expected score, under an offense that was third. Cut day gave the new regime's confidence a paper trail. This week gave it a small bill, a drafted corner lost to a team that saw him up close, and a roster that answered by bringing its own people back rather than shopping. The split answer survives. The proof is still 10 days out, and its top slot receiver has not been on the field since the Carolina preseason game on August 15th. Next is the Texans, Sunday, September 13th, in Houston. What to watch? Whether Shakir practices in game week, and who fields the first punt? The recap follows the game. Data via NFL Verse.